This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio and I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm back at the Nordic House, where last Saturday an event took place, which I'm glad to say, speaking to the curator and the organizer, went very well. I'm with Jose, who's going to tell me more about the musical event that took place here in the Nordic House. It's really just the start of a series of events that we're going to discuss. But as we stand here in the building, Jose, what happened on Saturday?
Well, thank you so much for the space. What happened on Saturday is that we launched a new platform of culture and music dissemination in Iceland. It's called Litla Gróðurhúsa Familia, and the name is a mix of Icelandic and Spanish, which already says a lot about the project. The project is focused on diversity. It is we intend to create an accessible and inclusive platform for all artists in Iceland. We are not discriminating or making any difference between artists that were born in Iceland or artists like myself that came to Iceland and are now or have been based in Iceland. We consider, you know, all artists the same, and that's what we want to do with the platform. This platform will take the form of a talk show, a talk show divided in episodes that will be published on YouTube and our platforms, all social media, as well as the Nordic House.
So like a video podcast that people can watch and listen to.
It's a video, but it will come out as a podcast too. The first season is divided in 6 episodes. And for each episode, we invited a cultural agent or an artist, not necessarily a musician, although it has been mainly about music. But we had curators, we had another artist that assumes themselves as a cultural navigator. We had musicians. So we have an in-depth interview in which we talk about their practice, but also about their experience and their views on Icelandic society and Icelandic music and cultural scene. Okay. By the end of each episode, each artist performs a live session.
Okay, so we're going to put a link to that up on the page that accompanies this show from RÚV English Radio. But here in the Elisa Auditorium, this is where it all began last weekend on Saturday at the launch, and that went well. Who was here?
That went very well. The crew was here. I would like to thank them and to mention them. The crew is Martina Daniel, who works as well as the library. She is the cinematographer of this project. Patrick Onkovic, the color grader, but also one of the people that operate the camera, and as well the person in charge of lights and all of that. Sigrun Hanna, she is a visual designer who took the responsibility of creating the set. Agnar Freyr Stefansson, who is a visual designer in charge of the logo and some logistics. Snorri Beck was helping us with the sound engineering. Finjar Eilnes Petersen was also helping us with the sound engineering during the recording of the episodes, as well as during the event. And myself, Jose.
And you, of course, yes. Now, I want to walk outside to the greenhouse here at the Nordic House, which is just outside the main building. And we've covered a couple of events that have taken place in that greenhouse before. It's pretty useful, actually. You can get a lot of stuff done in there. But we're going to head out there to hear about what also happened on Saturday at the greenhouse. And it's a very sunny day. It's going to be really hot in there, isn't it?
I think so. But it's a beautiful day.
So as we make our way to the greenhouse, what took place here?
Well, we created a set with the help of Cody Hirtirin, who was sponsoring us.
That's the Good Shepherd shop.
That's the Good Shepherd shop. And we created a very cozy set in the winter. We filmed the first season from February to March, those 2 months, and it was still very wintry and snowy and frozen, you know. So what happened here was the interviews. The show was filmed all in the greenhouse. It looks a little bit different now, but you can see it in the pictures, and we will recreate that set for the summer. We just made, you know, like with some elements that you would find in an Icelandic house, plants, and we just wanted to create a very welcoming, cozy room to carry on with this show.
It's a lovely place to be because, of course, the greenhouse is right next to the protected bird area here at Vatnsmýrin, next to the Nordic house. Did the birds know what was going on?
Yes, I think they knew. They were very respected. Okay. I'm happy that you mentioned the ecosystem, because yeah. that's something that we really take into consideration, you know, like keeping the level of sound till on a decent, you know, decibel
yes.
Count just for the birds. And yeah, it's a wonderful ecosystem here.
I think we should talk more about the music then, and the musicians. You said that there is no discrimination based on whether they're Icelandic or otherwise. So tell me about the range of musicians and the kind of music that you are covering and bringing to people here.
It's very varied, really. It's, I would say that anybody is welcome, no matter what music genre. As I said, the platform is a very inclusive and accessible platform. And what I mean by that is that we want to welcome everybody. We created this platform as an alternative to the platforms that are already established. You know, as a person that wasn't born in Iceland, when you move to Iceland, it can be a little bit hard to have access to certain platforms. So we want to help with that. So we had pop, we had Mongolian folk music, we had Iranian folk music, we had Icelandic indie pop. We had Soleil Stefansdottir that I actually don't know very well how to, just like she has done a lot, you know, and she does all sorts of things. So yes. I don't think she could fit in just one genre. We had Jelena Ćirić, yes. A wonderful songwriter. And we have already a lot of, like a solid group, a solid community of artists that are interested. Mm. And the genres, as you can see, they just go all over the place, you know.
Yes.
And as well, all over the world.
And Iceland is a very collaborative place when it comes to music. Everyone seems to play in each other's band. It's a nightmare when festivals are put on because the drummer's in three different bands at the same time. Did you find that it was a useful experience just bringing those different musicians together?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to talk a little bit about how the project came out to be, because
please,
I think
yeah.
that it's very much part of the essence of it.
Yeah.
So the project has been cooking for a long time, you know. The project, the first idea of it was very, of course, influenced by my own experience coming from abroad to Iceland and dealing with cultural institutions. And I have encountered wonderful musicians and friends, and I think I have been very lucky encountering people that are always willing to help and mm-hmm. to include you and to lend a hand, you know. However, this not always translates in the same way to cultural institutions. So it is why this, you know, like this project has come up to be like, what can we do to make Iceland in an institutional level to make it more accessible, mm-hmm. so that not only a few established people or a few established and with higher counts on streamers or whatnot acts can have an access, but also everybody, you know. So a little bit trying to retribute and to replicate this thing that I encountered myself, just like people willing to open the doors for you and perhaps making it a little bit easier for you to adapt, mm-hmm. which is another very important side of the project, the cultural adaptation side.
Yes. Which country did you come from?
I was born and raised in Mexico, and I moved to Iceland 6 years ago, in 2018. So yeah, the cultural adaptation is a big value. It's a big value for this project. Just help people to become New Icelanders.
New Icelanders,
know?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, having made the journey myself, in our case, from the UK to move and live in Iceland, I know what attracted me to this country. What was the attraction for you?
Well, the excuse was to study. You know, like I wanted to study a postgraduate degree somewhere, and I looked for a degree that would suit my needs, and I found Iceland. I was like, okay. But actually, it was more of a gut feeling, you know, and the idea of, I had this idea of Iceland of being as a place in which one could have a slower pace of living, in which there was space for everything, you know, like actual space, physical space, but also like metaphorically space for you to be and to find yourself. And that's what I found, you know, I found in Iceland compared to Mexico, because it's a slower pace of living. You have time to actually be yourself and find yourself and work on these kind of projects. So that's why I came to Iceland. Okay. And that's why I decided to stay in Iceland after my studies.
Okay. Tell me about Andaval. That's the name that you perform under. Tell me about your own project, your own music.
Thank you. Andaval is a name made out of my family names. In Mexico, we use two family names, fathers and mothers. So my name is actually José Luis Alexander Anderson Esquivel.
Okay.
So I made a little name out of all those words, which is Andaval. It's the name with which I sign all my creative production. I have a music project, and I just release music. Songs that I write with me, with my band, and I perform with my band. And I also work on curating events. I have been working with the Nordic House, the City Library, Havnar House community, and you know, just I would like to say that everything I do it's with this intention, advocating for inclusivity and for international communities and
And is the plan then with this project that we're discussing today, is it about not just bringing those musicians together, but getting their music out to as many people as possible?
Yeah, definitely. The plan it is to have this platform to disseminate, to spread the voice about what they do. We also intend to create, or we are also creating a community in which people can not only come and play and have a video out, you know, but also to get in touch with each other. To network and to find perhaps people that want to work together.
Yeah.
We have a couple of partners outside of Iceland, so we are actually planning to project this platform internationally. We have already partners in Norway, from the Sami community, and partners in the Faroe Islands. And the idea is to have this communication between first Nordic countries, but we intend to find partners also in the European community, and just make a network of artists and musicians that want to have a better society, you know, want a more accessible society in their countries.
And of course, you're here at the Nordic House, which is a great venue, and they've been pretty supportive too, haven't they?
Yes, I would like to thank Sabina and the Nordic House staff for opening the doors to this project, and I would also like to thank Havnar House community and René, who have been very supportive of the project, as I said, the Good Shepherd. And we had as well a little sponsorship by 66 North with clothes. So thank you to everybody that has been interested in this project and helping us making it come true. Even though we've had a lot of people and even institutions taking part and supporting this project, we haven't yet been lucky enough to find the right grant or the right fund to help us carry on with this project. So far this project has been very self-financed and by the crew, and the crew, that the people that are taking part, they have really just like done it out of love and passion and just because they believe in it, and it's our way to contribute to this society.
And if there's a musician or musicians listening to this and they want to get involved, they can contact you as well, I guess.
Yes, please do. They can contact me personally on my social media. They can find me as Andaval, or they can contact the project Litla Gróðurhúsa Familia, Little Greenhouse Family in English. So please just find us on Facebook or on Instagram, TikTok, or even through the Nordic House, please be in touch. We want people to come, and the more the merrier, really.
I think it's a wonderful idea, a wonderful project. I'm delighted that it started here at the weekend with such success, and it sounds like it's going to be successful well into the future. Details on the page that accompanies the show from Roof English Radio. For now, Jose, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
This is Roof English Radio, and I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.